It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM all over this wonderful state of Michigan and wherever you may be living or listening on our podcast. But deer season's upon us, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, something that I don't do so much of anymore, but Bob's pretty passionate about it. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, pal. Welcome to the show. Thanks, Conrad's running the big board today, and of course, that makes us sound a little better. We need all the help we can get, being a couple of hacks.
You know, I don't know how he does it, but there's three mouse on that mouse pad right there, man. He's got them all color-coded and stuff. He's going to make it happen today.
Would they be mice then?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a technical term.
All right.
Let's get IT in here.
So what is a group of mice? A herd?
It's not a gaggle. I know that.
All right. Yeah.
Trying to settle into the winter schedule, get ready for snow to come.
Working long ways away from us right now, man. It's 60, 65 here in the first week of November. That's crazy.
Yeah, and my brother-in-law told me it's like record temperatures, and I'm like, keep it here.
Yeah, I was traveled to Cincinnati this week for work and my real job, and it was 79 degrees down there Wednesday night when we got out at 5:30 to go to dinner. And it was, I had a little, you know, puffy vest with me. It was like, no need. It was crazy how warm it was down there.
You didn't want to be the marshmallow walking
down there? No, I didn't. No, I was good.
That's a wonderful town.
Yeah, well, I didn't see much of it, you know, conference.
Did you have a Skyline Chili at least?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Never got in, got out. Had one dinner out. Everything else was in the hotel convention, you know, kind of thing for work.
In my finance career, our regional office was there, and I went there every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And learned to love the town. Had box seats to the Reds whenever I was in town.
Yeah.
And the Bengals. And that was very cool. Just the downtown Cincinnati is awesome. But anyway, closed down the takeout for winter. So I had to take all that equipment and store it, which was a big deal.
That is.
And now I'm settling in, trying to get my snowplow fixed so I can be ready for the winter.
Yeah. Get a snowplow. Are you putting that on that little mule?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a big mule. Thank you very much.
Well, I understand. Just as long as you don't plow snow in the woods, you're good. So, there's a story.
It's where
there.
I live.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Last winter, we had quite a bit of snow. And on one of my excursions, I don't remember how it happened, but I ended up veering off the path just a little bit, and I found a big boulder. So it bent the blade forward and snapped a spring. So I'm putting new springs on it this year.
Well, that's what you got
to
do.
Now you're totally up to date.
Better to prep it in the warm weather than wait till you need it the day it snows, right? So,
but to have this extra time right now is really nice because this week I got to go babysit for a couple hours for my little newest granddaughter, Ellowyn.
Yep.
And the kid is magic.
Oh,
she's the happiest baby I've ever. I've seen a lot of babies. We've had a few. And
right.
Got a few grandkids, and of course, come from big families. We've seen a lot of babies. Never saw a kid this happy.
Wow, cool.
Something
even when you're holding her,
something's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just know
right.
She's going to go
right. Yep, that's cool. So we closed the takeout. Let's talk a little bit about that. It's and why and but what's still going on? Too.
Yeah, that's the good question. What is going on?
Well, I believe that we'll still take catering gigs
we
all
are.
Throughout the winter.
We are.
And the takeout was an affront, in my mind, for the catering business. You could
it's a
come
sleight
in
of
could,
hand.
You could come in and try anything. I mean, it was good. We ran it for a couple days a week, and we really, really, really appreciate the patronage of the people that stopped by and supported it. But it was never meant to be a restaurant. You know, you stopped in, you got some takeout, and you got to try some really good barbecue that we make, and it led to several catering gigs that are lingering now. I mean, we've got them scheduled throughout.
Yeah, they're booking
for the holidays
at a good clip.
Yep,
and
right.
then into next year, I've already got quite a few on the calendar, but we got a whole year that's ready to fill up.
Yep.
The cool thing, I was at church the other day, and this woman approached me like she knew me. And she started talking about the takeout. And I said, I'm really sorry, but I don't know you. And she introduced herself and she said, I'm one of the moderators of the Lowell community chatter on Facebook.
Oh,
okay. I go, oh, okay. I said, well, thanks for all the work you do. And she goes, yeah, it's a lot of work because you get a lot of whiners on those things. But she said, the comments on your business are so good. And I said, I've heard that. I haven't necessarily seen them, but
right.
It's really nice to hear.
Yeah.
Really nice to hear. So thanks to all those people who bother to leave a good review and brag about their experience.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the catering because it doesn't necessarily need to be a giant party to get some great barbecue.
No, but basically dollar-wise, I think it becomes feasible for us to attend if it's 40 and up.
Right. Yep.
Because the party's for 20. I mean, for all the work it takes and the time, we have to charge a lot of money, and it kind of if you're looking to spend high dollar for great barbecue, sure, we'll do 20. I'll do 5.
Right,
but
right.
It's gonna hurt.
Right, yeah, because whether we're cooking for 20 or we're cooking for 200, you're still firing up all the same equipment, dirty
exactly.
And everything,
exactly,
and making sure that it's good and it all takes time, and so on. So yeah, but I've got one coming up the 11th for a deer camp. And I just wanted to share this with everybody because this is 50 guys, so it's more of a fall party for this particular client. But he always wants standing rib roasts, and so we're going to have Sobey on the show a little later, and we're going to talk a little bit about processing venison and things. But I'm also going to have him give us some tips on a standing rib roast because that's a traditional holiday dish.
Right.
And I'm going to be cooking about, well, I don't know how much weight. I'm going to get 3 of them from him. So it'll probably be around 50 pounds I'm going to do.
Exactly.
And we're going to cook those on the smoker. And we'll talk about that a little bit when Sobey comes. But, you know, we'll do a standing rib and some beans and mac and cheese and a salad for these guys. And then I'm going to do a big a cast iron skillet cobbler for them. And you know, that's a pretty typical higher end barbecue package that we would put together, and it's customizable. You know that
they are very customizable. Right. I have a group of engineers in Lowell called, I think it's called 10 of Us.
Okay,
and I think there's 10 engineers, and they named it 10 of Us.
Yeah, right.
It's spelt a little differently, but they send their, I guess, facilities manager, a very nice lady, in every week to get their lunch.
Yeah.
And she texted me and said, here's what we want for our Christmas party.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. And I said, what do you want for sides? And she said, what do you think? And I said, well, if it's a Christmas party, I'm going to want maybe garlic mashed because yep. That just speaks of big holiday meal to me.
Yep.
Or at least right. Some sort of mashed with gravy. But
right.
I love garlic mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And I don't get to attend, but you darn well sure I'll be taking a little bit home, whatever I make.
Yeah.
I always make more.
You know, another thing that's probably non-traditional, you've never seen on our menu is, you know, if you had 20, 24 people coming over for Thanksgiving, might smoke up a couple turkeys for you and do some stuffing in the smoker.
That's on their list.
Yeah.
Yep, they,
right?
they want 2 brisket, 2 turkey, and 2 fresh hams.
There you go.
All smoked.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, that's a lot for 50 people.
Yeah.
I said, maybe you want to take some home, and she just laughed.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you know, just run a noodle on that a little bit and see, because you can still catch us at Grilling Guys Takeout on Facebook, and we'll still connect. That's still active. It's just that the takeout itself is closed.
Well, so. And while we, since this is the Whitetail Show, ways to do whitetail, right now, it's windy, and the deer have gone nocturnal. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are complaining. I look at the comments on Facebook. Oh, I'm not seeing any. It's the same comments every year, guys.
Yeah.
Okay? Opener, bow, is busy because the deer are all relaxed in their habitat, and then we go in and screw it up. So we send them all scurrying. Yeah. But now the rut's starting. So now, and the corn's all getting cut down.
Right.
So they're getting pressure to get into their new pattern,
yeah,
and that's exactly how that goes.
Yep. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some particular cuts of the deer and what recipes we like to use. And then later in the show, we've got our board member, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, and he's going to talk a little bit about processing do's and don'ts and just impart some knowledge on us on how to take care of that meat once you've harvested a deer. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.